Today is Luca's 21st birthday. Right?
Yes.
Today?
Today.
So we will celebrate that and talk about Luca.
We haven't even celebrated that yet.
No, for quite some time. We'll do that at about 1:55. Maybe 1:54. I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm trying to be exact. And we've been pretty sportsy so far today. That's why we're willing to do this. And what this is, it's a chance, but everything means everything. We won an e-break this morning on the morning show with Jake. We won the second e-break, which we did today at noon, where we thought we had some better e-breaks. Julie won that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we are very possibly going to be entered into the mix for next week with this next segment, because we've handed it over to Killer. He said he's got a game show idea. And we said, say no more. So here, we now introduce the game show idea. Killer says he has like an open for it. We just start it with the open. How much music is the
AP1s? It's time for your new favorite game show, Name That Drop. And now your host, Killer Kellison, and his Vanna White equivalent in this hashtag PC world, David Nino.
Hey, is that it? Okay. How are you guys doing this afternoon? Our beautiful contestant, Julie, and the old man, Dan McDowell. How you guys doing over there?
All I know is Killer was explaining the game to me during the break, and I do not understand it. So I'm very interested in how you're going to explain it now to make everybody listening understand.
It's going to be awesome,
So
Killer.
Basically, this game is... It's just like catchphrase. One of you will hear a drop, and you'll have to describe that drop and get your co-host to say who the talent is and what the drop is. But okay. If you say the host's name that made the drop or what the drop is, you do not get the point.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So wouldn't the other person try to not get it right? So be a potent...
Well, no. For you to get the point...
Get points?
Shut up, Mino. I didn't think they're going to do a whole Astros thing in here and try to cheat each other out of a victory. But Dan might.
I think to cheat, you have to understand the concept first. So we're still there. But I say we just go for it.
Yeah.
Do it live!
It'll be fun. Come on.
Okay, so you're going to play a drop.
We're going to play a drop, and you have to describe it to Julie. And then we're going to play another drop.
So you're going to play it for me.
We're going to play it for you.
So if it was Killer saying so, although that may be one of them, did I ruin it?
No, you did not ruin it.
Okay, if Killer's saying so, I have to describe it to Julie without saying the name Killer and without saying the word so.
Correct. That is how you play this game.
Okay.
So I could say engineer.
You could say engineer.
Assistant PD.
You can say all that stuff.
And if she gets it, she gets a point.
Yes.
Okay.
But then I'd be losing.
Then he would want to try to mislead her.
Why don't I get the point?
No, no, no. You're
I should get the point for...
The describer gets the point.
But so then she would not she would try to answer it incorrectly.
At that point, we're just being teammates.
Yeah, you're just trying to help each other.
So we're just playing fun radio.
We're playing fun radio.
There is nothing actually at stake here.
No.
There's nothing at stake.
Which,
Bob's no longer here.
Which I can't really take because I'm insanely competitive.
Well, you get bragging rights. How's that? That'll work. Come on. Let's just play this game.
All right.
So, Julie, turn your headset down.
Okay, so she can't hear this.
She can't hear this.
This is one of the problems here, too, because my headset might be loud through my thing.
Okay, I hear nothing right now.
Okay, earmuffs. Put on earmuffs.
David, play the drop.
Yep.
Okay. You can go up and turn your headset up, I guess, or
I'm
something.
Back.
I don't know.
You have 30 seconds to describe this drop. Go.
Okay, a sports bully...
Bob.
He's talking about something on the upper chest area.
Bob's best friends?
You're close. You're getting there. It's kind of more focused. more focused than that. More of a
nipple.
We'll give that one you. We'll give that.
We're giving that. Okay.
Yes.
Here's the drop.
Nip.
Have you ever heard that before?
Literally just nip.
Nip nip.
Okay, no, I haven't. But I still got it right.
Yes, you did. That's a point for Dan. All right, now Dan, you turn.
So
your
I wait.
Down.
She didn't.
You described
it. I'm winning.
You're winning right now.
I helped you out. I did you a solid.
Now you have
okay,
to.
Okay, well,
your
I'm not even gonna try
down.
And guess because I want to win. Okay, I'll turn my head.
All right, Julie. Here is your drop.
The anus.
That is Rick Arnett. One more time.
The anus.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
I believe this host does a golf show.
Okay.
He does a golf show, and his first name, can I say what it rhymes
no.
with?
No.
Nope.
Oh. Okay, so he is saying two words, and it is a part of the body that is your butt, but it's not saying that. How else can you say that?
But it's two words?
Uh-huh.
The
first word is a simple word. The second word describes the part of the body.
Oh, okay. The anus. Yes.
All right. We'll give that one to Julie.
The anus.
The anus.
Good job, Julie.
Thank you.
All right, Julie.
So is that Rosen or...
That's Rick Arnett.
Rick Arnett. Because I would have... I didn't really guess who that was.
It doesn't matter. We'll
I didn't know
going.
Anything else about him besides that he does the golf show, and I was going to say what Rick rhymes with, but they wouldn't let me.
What word were you going to use to rhyme with Rick?
It doesn't matter anymore. You didn't let me say it, so I'll never say it again. What's
all
next?
All right, Julie, turn your headphone down.
So, all right, is this a good bit so far?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I don't know. That wasn't the drop.
No,
this,
no, I'm...
Describe.
No, I'm going to side with TC thus far, but it has a chance to move up to... To our right.
All right, here we go.
Ha, chica pata, woo, da, ina, na.
All right, she'll never say this.
Go.
I just heard them talking about this the other day. Okay, the most abrasive man on from 3 to 7.
Corby.
And he's describing a toy that his kid had.
I heard this yesterday.
Okay.
Ah, chica pata, wah, ooh, na, he, na, na.
Corby.
She nailed it. She got it better than I would, and I just listened to it.
The segment's a success just because we have that drop now.
All right, play the real drop.
Ah, chica pata, ooh, da, he, na, na.
I think you did it great.
She nailed it.
How do you remember that from yesterday afternoon?
It was just yesterday afternoon, but I don't think I nailed it. I think I could do better, but it wasn't bad.
You don't have a lot of... pot smoking in your history, or do you?
No,
how are your brain cells?
I actually don't. No.
Really?
My brain cells are not great, but for other reasons.
Okay.
Right,
we
Dan,
can talk about that later.
They're winning 2-1.
They're all
one
full
right
of
now.
Gluten.
Yeah, just other things.
All right,
cancer,
Dan,
kids.
Turn down my thing
turn
and
down your
go
driving.
Head. Okay.
All right, Julie, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hot dog.
You want it one more time?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Dan?
No.
And I can't say another name for this person, but he's a muser. Not Junior, not Gordo.
<That's>,
I didn't say his name.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess that's a loophole I didn't
yeah,
think
about.
Yeah,
this is kind of a messed up. Okay.
Okay, so we know who it is.
That's not where the gold probably is, though, right?
No.
Knowing opposite of hamburger.
Oh. I don't know that a hot dog is opposite, but that's right, right? It's hot
okay.
dog.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you guess the word.
No, yeah, yeah.
You got it.
What would be the opposite of a hamburger?
A sandwich?
I understood you meant hot dog, though.
The opposite of a hamburger.
But that's like not the opposite of
a sandwich. What about a salad? Salad would be an opposite. There's no bread on there.
I mean, it's different, but I don't think that makes it an opposite. I don't know. Okay, what's next?
Right, Julie, turn
Julie's moving
down.
You. Yeah, you
I like this game. I want to keep
turn
going.
Your thing off, Julie. You got to turn your because
okay.
Killer decided to play a game where we
you can't hear.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I did drink too much Woodford Reserve.
Okay,
all right, Dan, go
turn him up, Jules.
Mm-hmm.
Judo.
I'm back.
You've probably heard this drop. The person is a man who loves dancing.
Tony.
And he is remarking, it's a very long drop, not just one word. Can I say that?
Yeah.
He's describing why it's difficult for him to speak on the air. He was at the compound.
Oh, I drank too much Woodford Reserve.
Pretty much.
Tony.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Let's hear it again.
I had too much.
I did drink too much Woodford Reserve.
But he kind of said it with that gluten-free pizza.
He did.
Little slur that you've
I wonder who was further gone.
You've patented.
Dan is leading 3-2.
He was way gone.
I think he definitely was.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, turn your headphones down. Here we go, Julie.
Vaginal size, more and more.
Okay.
All right.
So I've never really understood maybe where this one came from, but I know it's something that P1s call in and say during the e-break a lot.
Vaginal, is it that one?
Yes.
What is it?
Vaginal slice, born. I also don't.
Vaginal slice, born.
It had to be born from the rant somehow, right?
Yeah, it was.
Anybody know the origin?
I think somebody actually
I don't know.
So.
Probably Davey.
All right, Julie, turn your
headphones
down.
Probably Davey. Are you, yeah, turn your thing down. And, okay.
Here you go, Dan.
Primus. Oh, okay. Go ahead, turn it up. Best looking guy at the ticket. And he mispronounced a hard rock band's name.
Primus? Dan.
There you go. See? Oh, she just called me the... Julie.
You trapped
you
me
You shouldn't
there.
Have said that, but...
tricked me into that
I
one.
Mean, I will accept it.
All right.
But this, yes, Primus.
This is the
By
last...
By the way, Julie admitted off the air she didn't... If I would have read Primus and Julie was sitting there, she would have realized... She would have just nodded and said, okay, cool, Primus. I'm looking forward to the Primus show.
I would have... Yeah, I wouldn't
you'd,
have...
You wouldn't have stopped
I
down like and yelled at me.
You like Mino did. And I also knew that's why I didn't laugh, because I wouldn't laugh at someone not knowing something that I also don't know.
Oh, I thought you might have jumped on the pile.
I did not.
Like to get a
I
half sack.
Nope, I don't just jump on the pile unless it's deserved.
Okay.
All right, Dan, turn your headphones down. Julie, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
F*** everybody!
Surely you heard that one, even with your headphones off, no? Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm holding my earmuffs thing, so...
Go.
You did a good job with your earmuffs. This is one of my best friends. He's on from 10 to noon with me, and he makes
everybody
laugh.
I rolled out Norm.
Norm's one of my best friends. Everybody is.
Whatever. Oh, I'm not supposed to say off-air stuff.
He's on Cameo. He's on Cameo.
Okay. The Sea Cow.
Yes, and this is when he's twitching or whatever. Whatever he does, and he's screaming at the video game.
Is this during the Rhino retirement day?
This is when he's like live streaming.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what he said. He has a famous drop.
It's a potty word that's beeped out. And he's yelling at a large group of people. What did I do?
You went way too long. You only had 30 seconds. So I gave you 50. I was being really lenient.
I didn't go long. That just means he didn't guess it right amount of time.
Right, this
one. What's a potty word?
He says F everybody.
Okay. I you said potty, and now I'm thinking of a word.
No, we call
you
any bad
word
potty words at my house.
Yeah, I don't like to do that in the potty, but you know, if that's where you
find
it. So
your kids use that type of language?
Your 4-year-old?
No, not that type of language, but any sort of word that we don't... We reference bad words as potty words. Guilty.
All right, this is from all the marbles here, Dan.
Who's turning down their thing?
Julie's turning hers down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Okay.
And go.
Turn him up. Turn her up.
Okay.
This person is someone who might tell you that it's time to start saying 96.7, 1310.
Cat.
We're using new imaging. And he also
our favorite bus.
He also might have been very excited, very happy when this thing happened. He was happy about a feature that the radio station has, some equipment.
Okay.
And he's
we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
There you go.
There
we
you go.
Have a champion.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
Congratulations, Dan. You've won yourself a 1978 Ford Pinto and a lifetime supply of ranch dip. Don't hold back your excitement.
I still think I should have won because I guessed that correctly.
It's time for your new favorite game.
Okay, no,
show.
We're not playing that game again.
I was 100% and I lost. I don't like this game.
Yeah, how did I win? I don't even know.
You got 5 right. She only got 3 right. You win.
I think everybody won. The listeners won.
Did they?
I don't know. Yeah.
Did I just waste 15 minutes of somebody's day?
How do we grade this, Mino, on the scale of all right to I don't know?
I would give this a unique.
No, that was good, Killer.
Okay. It could only be given to one man.
Love
that
it.
Is the killer. What do we have planned on the 1:30 news, Julie? This is where you tease if you want, or just say the time.
Yes,
I don't care.
Too much water.